The Terminal Man, Disc 3.
From the screens, Ross could lift her eyes and watch the closed-circuit TV monitor showing Ellis at work. It was easier to watch on TV than to turn around and see the real thing. But she turned around when she heard Benson say, very distinctly, Ellis stopped. What was that? Patient, the anesthetist said, gesturing toward Benson. Ellis paused, bent over to look at Benson's face. You all right, Mr. Benson? He spoke loudly, distinctly.
Yeah, fine,
Benson said. His voice was deeply drugged. Any pain?
No.
Good. Just relax now. And he returned to his work. Ross sighed in relief. Somehow, all that had made her tense, even though she knew there was no reason for alarm. Benson could feel no pain, and she had known all along that his sedation was only that, a kind of deep, drugged semi-sleep, and not unconsciousness. There was no reason for him to be unconscious, no reason to risk general anesthesia. She turned back to the computer screen. The computer had now presented an inverted view of the brain, as seen from below, near the neck. The electrode track was visible end-on, as a single blue point surrounded by concentric circles. Ellis was supposed to keep within 1 millimeter, 1/25th of an inch, of the assigned track. He deviated half a millimeter. 50 track error, warned the computer. Ross said,
You're slipping off.
The electrode array stopped in its path. Ellis glanced up at the screens. Too high on beta plane?
Wide on gamma.
Okay. After a moment, the electrodes continued along the path. 40 track error, the computer flashed. It rotated its brain image slowly, bringing up an anterolateral view. 20 track error, it said.
You're correcting nicely, Ross said.
Ellis hummed along with the Bach and nodded. 0 track error, the computer indicated, and swung the brain view around to a full lateral. The second screen showed a full frontal view. After a few moments, the screen blinked. Approaching target, Ross conveyed the message. Seconds later, the flashing word, strike.
You're on, Ross said.
Ellis stepped back and folded his hands across his chest. Let's have a coordinate check, he said. The elapsed time clock showed that 27 minutes had passed in the operation. The programmer flicked the console buttons rapidly. On the TV screens, the placement of the electrode was simulated by the computer. The simulation ended, like the actual placement, with the word strike. Now match it, Ellis said. The computer held its simulation on one screen and matched it to the X-ray image of the patient. The overlap was perfect. The computer reported, matched within established limits. That's it, Ellis said. He screwed on the little plastic